Praise be to God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. A multitude of heavenly hosts watched as God entered into his creation in the form of a human baby. And together they had filled the sky with multitude and with song. Glory to God in the highest, and peace among those with whom he is pleased. What joy was poured out at this blessed event. The source of all glory, the source of all honor, of all blessings, was lying there in a manger. In a world that was created through him. This was not simply another birth. This was the birth. It was the flesh and blood of the covenant, the promise that God himself made to Adam and to Eve. And this birth, above all other births, was worthy of their praise, worthy of the angels' attention. Not a single eye in heaven was cast anywhere except this manger scene. And not a single voice was silent as the Savior was born. There was nothing more important, nothing that deserved their attention more than this birth. They may not have understood how this would play out. They may not have even understood how Jesus could have entered into his creation. But they surely understood the significance of what they bore witness to. They understood the weight of this event. And as the years continued, the angels watched as the Father broke into his creation to present to the world he who he had sent. Once on the banks of the river and again on the peak of a mountain. And there in the river Jordan, Jesus was baptized. He had no sin. But instead, he took upon ours. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased, God proclaimed. Did the angels hear that proclamation over their song of praise and worship? Were their eyes cast on this event just as they were on Jesus' birth? The voice of God was being heard. How could they not pay attention to it? How could they not pause? And did they turn their eyes and gaze on these humans whose ears beheld the voice of God? And if they did, what did they see? For standing before these was Jesus, God in the flesh. And they had just heard God confirm it. And they had just seen the Holy Spirit. Did they understand what was playing out in their witness? Did they understand the significance of this event? And again, on top of the mountain, God pulled open the curtain of heaven, and he provided a preview of the risen Christ. And he proclaimed, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And the angels watched this all play out. And again, they watched the reactions of the humans who witnessed it. What did they see? And then, when the Father turned his back on his Son, what did the angels do? These same angels that were currently worshiping God in song, what did they do? Did they stop singing, if only for a moment? They watched this play out before them. Did they stand in awe, wondering what it all meant, what the next scene would bring? And did they, only if for the briefest of moments, wonder if maybe, just maybe, God had lost, Satan had won? For there, hanging on the cross, was God, separated from himself, breathing his last breath. There, hanging on the cross, was the single, only hope for God's creatures. And that only hope was about to die. Did it pause their praise, if only for a moment? Or maybe, just maybe, if they did pause their singing, if they did pause their worship, maybe they did so because of the reactions that they beheld on earth. For you see, these angels trusted God. They knew God. They worshiped God day and night. And so these angels knew. They knew that God had won. There was never any doubt. Now, they may not understand what's happening. They may not have understood how this would bring victory. But they trusted completely in God. So their song would not have paused because of any of this. As Jesus exited the world, their song would have swelled to fill every corner of heaven, just as it did when Jesus entered into the world. Any pause in their praise, any at all, would have had its reason anchored in the people's reaction to Jesus' death. What must they have thought? What must the angels have thought as they watched God being treated in such a way by his creation? What must have gone through their minds as they saw these people beat and murder him? Did these people not understand who had come into their presence, into creation? Did they not understand why he came? Did they not even care? How could that even be possible? The Lord of heaven and earth came to save creation from the grasp of Satan. He gave everything for these people. He emptied himself. He humbled himself. He condescended himself for no other reason than to give these people hope, real hope. He took on flesh. He accepted physical suffering, pain, torture. He endured a separation from the Father, a far greater wound spiritually than any physical pain. And he did it all. And he did it only for them, God's most precious creature. But still, some of God's most precious creation would hang him on a tree to die. And others would lay him in a tomb in defeat. And others would dismiss him as just another false promise. And even after he would rise from the dead, many others, so many others, would reject this truth and seek their own way, their own path. What must the angels have thought as they watched all of this play out? And what must they be thinking now? How can man, any man, look back to these events and disregard them as little more than history? How can anyone dismiss so lightly the gravity of what was done for him, for her? How can any eye be closed, any mouth be mute? For we have seen what the angels have seen. And the angels are seeing in worship, constant in praise, enamored in awe over an event that didn't even affect them. How can we be so dismissive over an event that affected us so greatly? Don't let the weight of this event pass you by. God entered into his creation. He suffered. He died. He rose again. None of it was for the angels. All of it was for you. Don't let the weight of this event pass you by.